Every day, someone, somewhere, meets into an accident, undergoes surgery, or finds out they have a debilitating illness. Outside of the effect on life, one thing they each have in common is that their survival is heavily dependent on the availability of blood. So you're thinking about becoming a blood donor, but you're not really sure how the process works. Well, registered nurse at the National Public Health Lab, Catherine Treasure, says there are four main steps involved.
One, once the donor comes in, they have to be registered. This is where just basic information is taken, their name, their address. If they have come to donate for someone, that information is also needed. Once the registration is done, they move on to station two. Station two has the small prick on the finger. A few drops are taken and will confirm the person's hemoglobin level or iron level and the person's blood type.
After this step, the donor moves on to an interview room where a nurse or doctor asks about health history and other wellness issues. Once it's determined that you're fit to donate blood, you'll be sent to the donation room where the process takes 5 to 10 minutes. You're then given 15 minutes to relax and recover, and you'll be educated on the do's and don'ts to follow after donating blood, such as avoiding strenuous activity for the rest of the day and drinking lots of fluids. Donating blood is important, as critically ill persons and even mothers giving birth are actually kept alive by blood donors. Andrea Bryan can tell you that waiting on blood is a traumatic experience. She was diagnosed with pernicious anemia, a condition that prevents her body from absorbing the vitamin B12. In that instant, she required 2 units of blood, which were slow in coming.
It was traumatic, that is the right word to use. My diagnosis was confirmed, so we knew that the blood was going to be needed for my condition to improve. The weight, on top of the rarity of my blood, the cross-checking that had to be done, even when it was identified that it was there. Yeah, it's the weight that makes it difficult.
Miss Bryan has O negative blood. The letter O represents her blood type, and the negative attached to it indicates the lack of the rhesus factor, which really is a foreign substance that attaches to red blood cells. So a person can be rhesus negative or positive in any of the blood groups, which are A, B, AB, and O, and blood type is determined through genetics. The AB blood type is the universal receiver, and the O blood type is the universal donor. Though Miss Bryan lived to tell her tale, there have been countless lives lost waiting for blood that simply did not come. Blood can't be made, nor can human blood be replaced by any other. Chief II medical technologist at the National Blood Transfusion Service, Dale Brown, says blood is especially important due to its oxygen-carrying capabilities.
Blood is actually just as though you would administer medicine. Blood has its purpose, and one of the most important purposes is that it builds the body in terms of its hemoglobin and so on.
Although the need for blood is great, it is important for there to be a constant supply from donors. Sonia Baines-Lawrence is Jamaica's top female blood donor. She's only 7 units away from donating her 100th unit. She says giving blood is another way of saving lives that doesn't involve risking your own life, and it is rewarding to know the impact of donating.
Just do it. We all, you know, have this fear. Some persons don't like the sight of the blood. Some persons have like some fear from childhood days. So, you know, a lot of persons really don't like this needle stick. But once you put your mind to it and just build the courage up, you can do it.
If you are interested in donating blood, then come out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For further details or to sign up, call 926-359024.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.